It's the NCAA tournament. It's springtime. It's March. It is here. And for a lot of people, that means that when they're at the workplace, well, they're not really here. Kind of checked out. A couple of the numbers. Full-time employees, according to one survey, spend an average of 2.5 hours per workday following the games. A large share report that they spend more than 4 hours a day on Thursday and Friday watching the games. Right now, Telly and the producer are talking about this. They're not even paying attention to the show right now.
Oh, we're paying attention. He's telling me about some of his picks.
Exactly. All right. Is this really bad for productivity? Sherry Yellen is a workplace and leadership expert, and she is with us. Hi, Sherry.
Hi. It's good to talk with you.
I guess for me, the question is this. Is it worse for productivity, and so bosses should blow this up? Or should they embrace it and maybe say, this could be team bonding. This could be good for morale. Let's kind of lean into the tournament a little bit. Where do you come down on that?
I would say embrace it. Absolutely. And one of the reasons is because it might be, quote unquote, costing productivity during this season. But what we know really costs productivity is when you don't have trust on a team or you don't have a healthy culture where people can have some fun and interact in an authentic way. The cost of that will be every day for the entire year. And that's what's really costing employers. So I would say reframe this not as an expense or something that is costing productivity, but in the long run, it's actually contributing to it.
Sherry.
Because it builds trust and that camaraderie within your team.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry about that. I didn't mean to interrupt. But, Sherry, I was wondering, like, so, okay, for some of the employers who feel as though, well, if we loosen the reins during the NCAA tournament, are we going to have to loosen the reins during other times, like fantasy drafts and things of that nature? So do you kind of go down a slippery slope when you allow it for some things that are important to some and it may not be that important to others?
Yeah, and you bring up, so your brain, we look at everything through the perspective of the brain because ultimately that's the technology, that's the most important technology. That's the one that's really costing, and that's the one that's really going to drive performance long term. And your brain is always asking two questions. One is, am I safe? Do I belong? And we know that brain scans of social rejection and brain scans of physical pain are almost identical. That need for belonging and camaraderie is not touchy-feely, happy-clappy. It's science. So if it's capitalizing on March Madness or fantasy football, recognizing what's important to your people and how can you allow them to bring that into the workplace as a way of bonding. The second question your brain is always asking is, what's in it for me? We say that every brain is tuned into the station WIIFM. What's important to me is going to trump everything else. And so it's knowing your people and knowing what's important to them and being able to embrace that rather than trying to minimize it or ask them to, you know, to leave that out. And of course, there is a balance of all of it, but my thought is if bracketology is the worst thing you've got to worry about right now, you're doing pretty good.
Sherry, what are your thoughts on company-sponsored office pools?
Again, I think it's probably culture-specific and always looking at what is our company policy, all of those things. But I will say, the healthiest cultures that we get to work with and the work that we do are the ones that embrace what's important to the people. They're the ones that embrace fun, not as a company expense, but as a company investment. They work hard, they play hard, and to really trust their people to do what's right. If you've brought people in that you can't trust, you might not want to keep them.
Sherry Yellen is a workplace and leadership expert. Sherry, thank you so much.
Oh, gosh, thanks. Thanks for letting me be a part.